Dendrochronology, which is the science behind tree ring dating, has been used for more than a century to reconstruct past climate, to date archaeological sites, and to provide histories of all kinds of environmental and even chemical phenomenon that get preserved in the rings of trees. But this is the first time that an independent method, in this case high-resolution radiocarbon values, have been used to confirm the annual precision of cross-dating. So this is a tremendous validation for our discipline that we've been hoping for a long time. But more broadly, the paper sheds light on the timing and seasonality of some really incredible astronomical phenomena, these cosmogenic events that could be sort of space weather or solar weather that cause the excursions in the radiocarbon scale. So it's this really neat connection between tree growth and events that happen from space. And so the paper allows us to get a better understanding of how these high energy bursts, which are likely from the sun but could have some other source. And those kinds of events have really important implications for not only astronomy, but even potentially for global telecommunications. So tracking them down, understanding when they occur and what caused them is of great importance even for modern societies, just as it was for past societies that made note of these in historical records and documents.